Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
What the hell?
What is that? What happened?
Did you know this?
Know what?
This is breaking news.
What is?
Oh my God.
I don't know what you're saying.
I had no clue.
Shut up.
Did you know that the Buccaneers won the Super Bowl? Yes! Oh my God! Yes! What?
I told you, bitches!
I had no idea!
I told you!
Oh my
God! Don't sleep on my Bucks, you whores!
Oh my God!
Oh, I knew they were gonna whip that ass, but I didn't think they were gonna whip that ass like that, Will!
They kicked their behind. On offense and defense, your Tampa Bay Buccaneers won the Super Bowl yesterday against the Kansas City Chiefs 31-9.
Champions, my friends. Suck it, Kansas City!
And we'll keep on fighting till the end.
Shout out to my Buccaneers invasion crew.
We are the champions.
Boston in there just felt good.
Very exciting. I don't think, you know, I did call 31 points
yeah.
for the Buccaneers, but I thought Kansas City, there'd be no way that the Bucs defense would be able to hold Mahomes the whole game. And boy, did they ever. They whooped his ass all game long. Shouts to the line. The offense and defensive line did their job.
Now, I did call that. And I said it like over and over again for the last 2 weeks. And I said, look, you know, even though I was a defensive coordinator on a youth level, it's very basic common sense football when it comes to the trenches. If your line is more dominant than their line, your chances of winning go up exponentially. And with them having a decimated offensive line, I don't care how good your quarterback is. When you have a fired-up team that hasn't lost since November 29th, and they get better and better every single week, and they are led by the greatest motivation team in the history of football between Tom Brady and Bruce Arians, and then you have the most incredible, masterful job that a defensive coordinator could ever do. I mean, you talking about out-coached? Get out of here! Todd Bowles could have been the first coach to ever get MVP with what happened last night, Will. Holy hell. And then the offensive line, same thing. They gave Brady time. All three touchdowns were scored off play action because we ran the ball well. We whooped the ass all up and down the field.
It wasn't even close. Watching it, I was on the edge of my seat the
entire
time. Oh, my
God, dude.
But they kicked their ass. I mean, that was just a domination.
They physically whoop that ass. I almost said I've never seen Mahomes beaten so badly, but that would sound stupid because I haven't, because it's never happened. Do you realize since he has been a starting quarterback in the NFL, he has never lost by more than a touchdown?
This was the only time, I think, this season that he was held out of the end zone.
This is the first time in 3 years they didn't score a touchdown.
Yeah.
The team.
Right.
Whoop that ass!
I did see a story in the New York Post that Todd Bowles had the game plan to beat him. That they're using the Raiders. When the Raiders beat him,
let me tell you what he did.
Defense.
I watched the game over again today because that's how much of a nerd I am. Let me tell you what he did. He blitzed 5 times. We thought he was going to blitz him like crazy. But what I was scared of was Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the history of the NFL against the blitz. His passer rating is 135 against the blitz. You don't want to blitz him. So they blitzed 5 times. 3 of those 5 times, Will, was in the first drive. So what they did was tell Kansas City, we're coming after you. We're going to blitz. So Kansas City adjusted, and then Todd Bowles goes, psych, we're going to play two high safeties, and our front four is going to smash you. Every play, Vita Vea sent an offensive lineman into Pat Mahomes' lap.
And they were beat up on that offensive line, too.
Like, it was so unfair.
It really was. And I knew that was going to be big because they didn't have Vita Vea in that game that they played against them. And they almost beat them. They almost beat KC in that game. And that was, and the Bucs are a different team now. That's why I was so confident. Thank you, Daniel, my friend Daniel, for giving me $100.
Yeah.
Hell
yeah,
that.
That's right. I forgot.
Yeah.
Suck it, Daniel.
Yep. And shouts to Kevin as well for his 20 that he wanted to put a little action on the game just before it started. So thanks, boys.
Hell yeah.
Good use. I actually bought myself a massage gun today.
Oh, nice. Yeah, one of those they go. Oh, I need one of those.
Oh, man.
Man, my sciatic's been on fire.
This'll do it, man.
Okay, yeah, I need to get one of those. That sounds awesome. Phones are lighting up as they should. I'm sure people were confused because we didn't we didn't even mention it. But we wanted to kind of do that to you guys. I throw for a little rope-a-dope on you. Of course, my voice is shot because I was screaming with all my people last night. What a great time over at Dave and Buster's with the Buccaneer Invasion crew. I'm in now. I'm 100% in the crew now. Like, those guys are badass. They're so much fun to watch games with. Shout out to Ricky and John, and I mean, there's so many cool people over there. Scott's a big Bone fan, and he's part of the Invasion, and just really, really cool folks. I met a lot of Bone listeners last night. One lady was like scared to talk to me. She was such a big Johnny B Show fan. I was like, you know, I'm not crap, right? Like, just, you know, she's like, can I get a picture with you? I'm like, you can get like a 10. You can, look, I'll go to your house and I'll paint you a picture. What are you? I'm nobody, lady. But Leah was awesome. She had such a good time, and I've never seen her so into a football like gathering. Like, she doesn't really care. She's pretty apathetic. She just entertains me, you know, when it comes to football. But she was paying attention, and at one point she was like, I think I'm starting to understand football. But she was, you know, we do all these little cheers and stuff with the crew, and she was in there cheering with us. Going crazy. It was awesome. We had Joey G with us. He came and watched the game. He's the writer and director of the pilot that I'm starring in that we're rewriting and doing an hour-long episode here soon. I might be flying to Los Angeles next month. Anyway, all that was kind of coming together. We had a great time. Our waitress, her husband's a big Johnny B Show fan, so the whole thing was awesome. It was amazing. It was the next best thing to being at the game. And I really wish we could have. You look like you were having a pretty fun time at your gathering.
Oh, I had a great time. Yeah, there's a video of me that my friend took that is on my Instagram, home_made_man, when Fournette ran in playoff Lenny, ran in that touchdown.
Get it, Lenny!
I may have had a few beverages.
Dude, I've watched that video over 100 times. I laughed so hard. Leah and I laughed and watched it over and over.
I was very excited.
Drunk Will.
It's also on the Johnny B Show Instagram as well.
There was a lot of drunk Johnny videos last night, too.
Yeah,
though, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, those are all up on the story for the
Johnny
B Show.
A lot of cringy stuff on my Instagram story. So what a great time, though. And congratulations to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Holy crap. I mean, it was such a dominant game. And look, I'm not gonna act like we didn't have a little bit of help from the referees. It did seem like we were getting some good calls from the refs. Now, Pat Mahomes is, you know, his fiance was blowing up all over.
Oh my God!
And his mom were blowing up all over Twitter about how they were being cheated and all that. The Bucs would have beat them without the help from the refs. Let's just say that they were a better team.
Can I just say something? And I'm gonna sound sexist saying this.
Oh,
but
please!
Can player girlfriends just enough? Just stop. Shut up. You don't matter. Like, nobody cares.
Yeah, pop out some babies and enjoy your mansion.
And you just so happen to be female. I'm just saying, like, partners.
Yeah.
Just quiet. You're not involved in this.
Shut your mouth.
Like, you're gonna get dudes in trouble. This is just like we were talking about the other day when women run their mouths
and then they get
their men killed.
Like the
lady in
what you're trying to say is
silence, ho. Shut up, bitch.
I am.
It's rude.
Like, you end up like that lady in Philadelphia and her husband that got murdered.
Oh, yeah.
And what did that guy say when he executed them in the street?
Should have kept your mouth shut. I showed the video to Leah and I was like, she got her husband killed. And Leah's like, no. They were both out of line. I go, man, she was like, you ain't going to shoot us. And the guy's like, yeah, I am now.
But, yeah it didn't help. She should have, like, they might have been, yeah, all right.
Let's stay on the Bucks. We're going to go off on a tangent here. We have full phones. Johnny B Show, how can I help you real fast? Hello? Hello. Oh, you're anonymous. Go to hell. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Johnny B. Wilkins sports update.
Oh.
If you were living under a bunker in the Tampa Bay area, the Tampa Bay Bucks won the Super Bowl last night. And
if you hear me?
Tampa Bay Lightning. Anthony Cirelli is kicking some ass because he scored the 2 goals against Nashville right now.
Yeah! Sounds good. How you feeling, Joe?
We are the champions of the world. I'm still drunk from last night, bro.
Good. Me too, buddy. Me too. Awesome, man. Well, thank you so much, man. You know you're a big part of this.
Have a great night. I called. Yeah. I said 38-27, but they kicked that ass. And I thought Gronk should have got MVP for them 2 touchdowns he caught.
Yeah, it could have been him. It could have been Devin White. It could have been Shaq Barrett.
Yeah, it could have been anybody, but I'm just happy, man.
Me too, buddy. Me too. Congratulations, pal. You're
a
real
Bucks fan.
Have a
great night, brother.
Yep, later.
Love you.
Love you.
It really was you're going to – okay, go ahead.
Sorry. No, go ahead. No, you're fine.
No, I was just going to say it was really – the story of this season was – it was really magic. Keep in mind, I think the only way it would have been better is if he somehow went undefeated this season.
I don't think that would have been better.
I'm with you. Yeah. I kind of like it because they were 7-5 at one point.
They had to face adversity. They had to get through some bad stuff.
And we were talking like, I don't even think they're going to make the playoffs. At this point, like they're gonna be really lucky if they squeeze.
No, I thought they would make the playoffs only because the rest of the NFC was sucking.
But
a
there
lot.
Was talk of in other outlets, for major pessimists,
yeah,
that they might not make the playoffs and maybe Tom Brady is done. And you know,
he looked a little confused October, November, but you gotta look at like they had no OTAs, they had no real training camp, they had no preseason, and he's with a brand new team and a brand new scheme. And it was tough, man. He was having to sneak out and, like, get caught in the park working out. He was, like, having, like, his receivers meet him out of high school and getting all kinds of scrutiny for that. Like, he did the best he could, man. But, you know, you got to give it to him. That's why he's the GOAT. It's way more than what he does on the field. What he does on the field is 50% of why he's great. What he does off the field as far as preparation, as far as motivating his team and coaching up his team – I mean, I've heard from inside sources that he's one of the best coaches on the team. And who was I listening to the other day? One of the outlets, one of the reliable ones. I didn't realize this, and I don't know if we talked about this on air last week. He coaches the defense. So what he'll do when they're doing, like, passing drills, he'll notice flaws with the defensive backs and tell them what they did wrong and how they can do their job better. And Todd Bowles was talking about it, and he's like, I've never seen a quarterback take the time to tell a young corner how to do his job better, and they listen because he's the GOAT, dude. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, it was so special. I got kind of emotional. I think it had to do with the alcohol, maybe.
Me too.
But I was just telling them, because the people I was watching with aren't sports fans,
right?
Really.
No.
A couple of my buddies were, but like Daniel and Kevin. They don't care.
No.
They just root against me because they're dicks.
Right, yeah.
You know, so, and I was explaining to them why this was so special and why, you know, he got a seventh rank. Cemented himself as the greatest
Nobody
quarterback
will catch him
of
ever.
All time. I mean,
ever.
Who knows?
No.
I doubt it.
No, this earth will tumble into the sun before anybody comes close to Brady.
I mean, he has more Super Bowl rings than any franchise.
I know.
I know. You know, just him. And, you know, New England has the most, and that's because he got them, you know, for them. He got 6.
Uh-huh.
And I think Pittsburgh has 6 as well, right?
I want to say.
So, and they brought, you know, Tampa Bay, their 2nd. And coming down to a franchise, which is historically one of the worst, if not the worst.
No, we're the worst. We're the worst.
And just that, you know, you've been around since 1940, so you know how long you've suffered.
I remember when
team.
They first got face masks in the NFL.
That was
a good day. I was like, Otto Graham, no more missing teeth, pal.
And that was so special, that that first Super Bowl. And I think it will remain, you know, in everybody's heart. As the, you know, you always remember your first, right?
Man.
But this one was just, I mean, tremendous. And again, you know, they went in 2002
season.
They kicked the Raiders' asses too.
Yeah.
And this one, I didn't like. I know the nation wanted a good football game.
By the way, the Raiders had the number one offense in the league that year.
Yeah.
Kansas City had the number one offense in the league this year.
And it was even more of a stomping. You know?
They didn't get in the end zone.
They didn't
dude.
Get in the end zone. They just kicked their asses. It was a close game.
If I would have taken that prop bet on the website that I used, them not scoring a touchdown was like 5,000 to 1. And I was like, yeah, that's the dumbest bet you can make. Oh, by the way, they screwed me on the Gronk bet.
Why?
I put the bet in, and then when I looked, I got the money for the Bucks winning, my 8 to 1. But then I was like, where's my couple hundred bucks for the Gronk bet? And I went back and looked at my betting history, and it had like 5 of my bets in there, but that one wasn't in there. And I placed it. Like, I 100% placed
it. You?
Yeah. Oh, man. It's offshore. What am I going to do? Fly to Costa Rica and whoop somebody's ass over a $10 bet? They know that. They know they got
me. That's for you, Hunter, but that's like me with Robin Hood last week.
Yeah, I got Robin Hooded.
Yeah.
Son of a bitches. Yeah, so we have full phones. Let's go through this. Look, I don't care. We can talk about the Bucks all night tonight.
I mean, look, I feel bad. I just keep remembering that guy who commented.
That guy
like,
can suck it.
I know.
Yeah.
And this is major news. You know, everybody's excited about
it. It's the greatest victory Monday in the history of this radio
show. I just want to say I'm sorry to that guy.
I don't.
But...
No.
Nah. We have
yeah, to yeah, hey, you can move on. To Chicago, bitch. Hello, Johnny B. Show. How can I help you? Hello.
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 Hey, can I talk to Johnny B?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Johnny! Get your fat ass on the phone! Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jalen. Can I talk to Johnny B?
Yeah, this is Johnny B. My phone screener just yelled at me.
Hey.
Yeah.
So my wife was the one at Dave and Buster's last night. The one
dude, she was awesome, dude. Did you get the picture?
Yeah, she sent me the picture, and, you know, I just want to say that's my first time calling. I have been listening for years. I want to appreciate you for being so nice, you know, just like in person.
Oh,
you know?
Well, I am a nice guy in person. I know on the radio I'm kind of abrasive and kind of a ball buster, you know, because that's like my – you know, when I entertain, like even on my stand-up, I can be kind of a yelly kind of, you know, aggressive guy. But in real life, I'm just a big old gelatinous teddy bear.
Right, and that's exactly what she told me. And I wanted to drive over there, but I was like, nah, I didn't want to, like, be too much. But,
oh, man, I had a seat open at my table. You could have hung out with us.
I was going to. I should have.
You would have been all like, sorry.
Next time you are there and it's just serving you, I will definitely be there.
You better, pal.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Take care. Yeah, his wife was awesome. Real sweetheart. And not ugly. Well, this guy, he's probably a real stud.
Way to go, bud.
His wife was a beautiful, sweet lady. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, Johnny.
Hey. Who it is?
Hey, this is Connor.
Oh, Connor, what's up, dude? I didn't recognize your voice. I was like, this is either Connor or a fat middle-aged lady. What are you doing, bud?
Hey, I kind of wanted to share you a story about my parents with the Bucks game.
Oh, I would love to hear a story about your parents.
So, basically, 18 years ago, they were like dating when the Bucks, like when they actually won that Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
And I just... And, like, when they won this Super Bowl, and it was just really, like, special kind of seeing my parents, aww, like, watch the Bucks again, aww, like, being married and having kids. And it was just really sweet.
Oh, man. You get me all misty, Connor. But, yeah, that is a great story.
Yeah.
And they're still madly in love with each other, right?
Yep.
They're not just together because they don't want to have a broken home and then you end up being on heroin.
Nope, my parents, they love each other.
Oh,
and
my
it's
God.
Really a sad thing seeing other, like it's really great when you see, like, two people find the perfect person. Like, when you find your perfect person in life,
you.
I'm sure it's just a great experience.
You know what? You're right, bud. I've been through the ringer, been divorced twice, and I got my perfect person now. So I know what your parents, I know what they're feeling. And Will just bought himself a massager, so he's probably feeling very similar.
I found the one.
That's great,
I hope
Connor.
That goes well.
It will.
Thanks, bud.
Trust me. All right, buddy. Well, you have a great night. Thanks for the call, man. You're awesome.
You too. You're the best.
I'm not going to argue. Later, bud. That was a cool call. Connor's the best kid caller.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if it's really Daniel and he's just like created this character, Connor.
I would be okay with that.
I would too if it
works. Because Daniel sucks most of the time.
Yeah.
No offense if you're listening, Daniel. Johnny B. Show, how can we help you?
Yes, this is the Great White North checking in with the Johnny B. Show.
Oh, yeah, Big Bear. He's the godfather of the Bills Mafia. What's up, Daddy?
Mr. Johnny B., how you doing, buddy? Well, I know how you're doing.
Yeah.
I know how you're doing.
Do you like that revenge? Do you like that revenge we put on that Kansas City ass?
Hey, Johnny, if you remember correctly, Will and I both pegged the Bucs score. We both picked 31. Well, unfortunately, I gave him a little too much credit. I thought they'd put a little more points on the board. Mm-hmm. I think Todd Bowles should get a game ball for that game plan.
He'll get a head coaching job. Yeah.
But Johnny, if you remember our talk Friday night, what did I tell you the key to the game was? I told you the key to the game was the fact that in week 12 when they lost, they only ran the ball 13 times and gained 75 yards.
True.
What did they do yesterday, Johnny?
Yeah,
Fournette gains 89 yards for Fournette. Jones has 61 for 150 yards on 26 carries.
Mm-hmm.
5 yards per carry average. And Johnny, you and I both know they could have put up a lot more than they took their foot off the gas, and had they needed to score more points, Brady would have put up 50 points on the board.
You're right. Hold on. Bear, how many yards did Ronald Jones have?
He had 61. They had 150 between the two of them.
I had a prop bet. If he got 70, if he got 70 yards rushing, I got $115. Way to not get 9 more yards, Ronald. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, the prop bet on Fournette was only 46 yards, bro.
Yeah, I know. I'm an idiot, dude. What do you want? You know.
Well, that's Johnny, listen. Okay, it was a great game. A lot of your fans don't know what a passionate fan you are of the Bucs. You're not a bandwagon fan.
Oh, hell.
You're a Bucs fan, true. Yes. Win, lose, die, whatever. Okay, so I couldn't be happier for you and all my buddies in Tampa. But I'm leaving you have a job to do. Okay, your research and development team has to check out this Yuri Andre guy from Boca that says. The report is, I don't know if you've read it yet, okay? The report is that that kid that was the streaker last night put $50,000 on himself at plus 750 that there would be a streaker during the game.
Smart.
The report is now going around is that he made over 300 G's on this bet.
Yeah, he's a YouTuber,
I'm
right?
I'm leaving it up to your development team. It's on Awesome Sideline. It's on like 5 different sites trying to verify this, if it's true or not. But if it is, the guy's a genius for making that cool over a quarter of a mil for running out on that field.
He also scored more touchdowns than the Kansas City Chiefs.
And that cop that took him down, okay, was the best tackle of the day, but he would have got called for a penalty with a headshot because he nailed the kid.
I also heard the cop. The cop that took him down was a football player at Plant City High School originally.
I wouldn't doubt it. He looked like he nailed him.
Yeah.
Johnny, listen, I'm going to leave you with this, okay?
Yeah.
Prediction, and I normally the Bills Mafia Godfather normally does not make a prediction, Johnny, but I'm going out on a limb here. February 6th, 2022, at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California, Super Bowl 56. Bucks, Bills, next year, baby.
I like
Johnny, we're gonna see you in the big game.
Yeah.
You're gonna try and repeat. We're gonna try and take down the GOAT.
Yeah.
Matthew's gonna be in Inglewood, California.
Yeah.
And Johnny, we're gonna bring it hard, baby. We're gonna bring it hard.
Yeah.
Bill's Mafia. Bill's Mafia all the way, Johnny B.
I pee my pants.
Love you, brother.
Love you, bye. Yeah.
I love you, Harry.
Oh, God. That vibe was me all night last night.
I know.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.